We sing and celebrate Friday. We really sing and celebrate Sunday. But what about Sandwich Saturday? What about the day between the rugged cross and the empty tomb? What do you do then? Battles are won or lost. People give up or go on. Between the bad news on Friday and the good news on Sunday, it matters what we do on Saturday. Friday was maddening chaos. Swords, spears, shouts, torches, guards, men running, men yelling. Then they crowded around Jesus and bound his healing hands tightly in rope, grabbed him by the arms, and led him away like a criminal. In a hurry, they paraded him off to Pilate. But Pilate found no fault in him, so Pilate pawned him off on Herod. Herod couldn't get anything out of him, so they paraded him back to Pilate. Such rage, such hatred. They were out for blood, and they would see to it that his blood was spilt. Pilate ordered Jesus to be beaten. The soldiers gladly obliged and beat him within an inch of his life, literally. When they untied him from the post, they yanked his broken body back up. Pilate was sure that brutal act would satiate their bloodthirsty appetite, but it didn't. Against his better judgment, he pointed his freshly washed hands toward Calvary to have Jesus crucified. Hello, everyone. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Week 13 of Simplify. They led Jesus away to Calvary. He fell under the weight of the wooden cross and the weight of the sins of the world. The soldiers drafted Simon to carry the cross, but Jesus still carried the sins. They led him up that hill and laid him on the cross. They nailed his hands and feet to those beams. Then they hoisted him in the air on public display for any and all from any and all places and any and all ages to see. While on a cross suspended between heaven and earth, Jesus breathed his last. That was Friday. Friday is when you get the call that someone you love is gone or was in an accident. Or you find out your husband walked out or your parents split up. Or you get the call to meet the doctor in her office or the boss in his. But Saturday is when we're forced to choose what to do next. I wish the Bible told us what the disciples did on Saturday, but it barely mentions it. The Bible is strangely silent about Saturday. All we know is they met behind locked doors for fear they would be next in line for the cross. As they sat in that locked room, I believe one of them remembered his words. Let's see. He died yesterday. That makes today the second day, and tomorrow the third day. He told us several times he would rise on the third day. Maybe he really will. Sandwiched between the memory of Friday's tragedy and the hope of Sunday's triumph, they remembered the Word of God, fell asleep, and woke up on Sunday morning. And we all know what happened on Sunday. Some of you are still living in Saturday. The flurry of Friday has settled down. The funeral bill is paid. The cards have stopped coming. You've already started your treatments. You realize your company isn't calling back. He isn't coming back. And the idea that life is very different for you is sinking in. On your Saturday, you are faced with the same tough decision as the disciples on theirs. Give up or go on. If you wake now to every day as Saturday, look to the Word of God for hope. Maybe He spoke to you in your devotion, through your pastor, or out of the stanza of a song. Remember His word and choose to go on with Him rather than give up on Him. Then slip your hand in His hand and keep trusting Him as the calendar page finally turns and Sunday finally dawns. Saturday won't last forever. This is a very appropriate time to pray this prayer. Lord, we are so thankful for what You did on that Friday and on that blessed Sunday, but help us to live on Saturday. Help us to trust Your ways when we don't understand Your ways. Help us to keep our faith when our faith is shaken. Help us to hold tighter to Your hand when our steps aren't as sure as they once were. We know You will never let us down. You are forever faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. The elephant in the room is the virus in the air. We are living in Saturday. The flurry of Friday has come, and we know there's a virus on the loose. We're not in Sunday yet, but we are certainly living in Saturday when we're not quite sure what to do. We're not quite sure what to think. We're not quite sure what to say. We're not quite sure where to go. We can't really go anywhere. And so we're living right now with the coronavirus COVID-19 scare as Saturday. Very appropriate that we would look to God on this very long Saturday. None of us know what's going to happen, but thankfully God does. And he was not taken by surprise by what has happened, what is happening, or what will happen. He knows everything about it, and he's going to get us all through it. So please be encouraged. Please be comforted. Please help bring peace in the midst of panic in our world. And let them know Saturday won't last forever. Sunday is going to dawn. God is going to get glory for all of this, and we're going to be better as a church and as families and as church families than we were before it. Keep your faith. Don't give up. Trust God. He knows what he's doing. When I began the year, the scripture from Jehoshaphat's day has really been my anthem all this year. And that is, when he faced an enemy he was not sure how he would defeat, he went into the house of the Lord and he lifted up his voice and he said, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." That's been my prayer all year long, and especially during this period of time when we're full of so much uncertainty. I don't know what to do, Lord, but our eyes are on you, and we will trust you and look to you and believe you. I hope this has been an encouragement to you, especially during this time. If so, please share this podcast, especially this episode, with somebody you love and somebody who needs to hear it. Get the word out to cities, counties, countries, nations near and far, and let them know what the Lord is doing and how he's using Simplify to glorify him. If you enjoyed this, you can pick up a copy of our devotion. I believe they're still sending this devotional through Pentecostal Publishing House. You can do that, PentecostalPublishing.com. You can pick it up on Amazon as well, if Amazon is delivering books right now. And you can enjoy a copy of the actual devotional from which this podcast is based. I have had several questions and even comments concerning Simplify. As you know, Simplify is a 52-week devotional. And we are right now on week number 13, but I started last year on week 19. So for you math majors, that only gives us 5 or 6, depending on if you count this one, devotions left to go in the Simplify cycle. And at the end of that, I'm not quite sure what to do, but I am praying. I'm asking the Lord for direction to continue the podcast, or to continue devotions in the podcast, or to share some Bible study, kind of condensed versions in the podcast. Not quite sure what to do, but I'm seeking God on what he can use Simplify to help his church. So please pray with me about that and ask the Lord for what he wants. Until then, we're going to be looking at week number 14 next week, and it is a devotion called In Like a Lamb, Out Like a Lion. We're hoping that this coronavirus is going to go out, whether it's like a lion, a lamb, or a muskrat. Really doesn't matter to me. It's just as long as it goes out. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, how Jesus came in like a lamb and he went out like a lion, and he's coming back once again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Looking forward to that. Looking forward always to walking closer with Jesus as we all walk through Simplify.